Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
What happens when a country's youth lose faith in traditional politics? In Nepal, tens of thousands of Gen Z protesters turned to Discord, a chat app mostly known for gaming, to pick their interim prime minister after daily unrest forced the government out. Instead of closed-door deals, the selection happened in a public virtual debate over 50,000 participants nominating and grilling candidates live. The outcome? A respected anti-corruption judge, former Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Karki was chosen and sworn in. Could online platforms like Discord become a blueprint for future political decision-making? The Nepal experiment shows how digital communities can drive real change, but it also highlights the risk. Organizers had to fight misinformation and infiltration attempts, and questions remain about security and legitimacy. For developers and tech companies, it's a reminder that tools built for entertainment can shape civic life in unexpected and sometimes volatile ways. Why did Apple suddenly leap from iOS 19 to iOS 26? At WWDC 2025, Apple announced a major shift to all its operating systems, including iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, watchOS, and visionOS, will now share the same version number tied to the year. The move is meant to create consistency across platforms and make it easier for users and developers to identify the latest updates, taking a page from rivals like Samsung and Microsoft. Alongside this naming overhaul, Apple introduced the Liquid Glass interface, a transparent, visually striking design that marks the biggest UI change since iOS 7. For developers, this unified system means less confusion and a smoother experience when building across Apple's ecosystem. It's a small change on the surface, but could make a big difference in how quickly users and devs adapt to new features and updates. What happens when a core internet service stumbles, and what can React developers learn from it? On September 12, Cloudflare's dashboard and API went down for several hours, disrupting customer access to management tools. While the core CDN and DDoS protection stayed online, the outage exposed how much businesses depend on reliable interfaces and APIs. The technical postmortem revealed that a failed database upgrade triggered a cascade of issues, much like how a poorly managed use effect in React can cause unintended side effects or render loops. Cloudflare's experience underscores the importance of careful dependency management, robust testing, and clear rollback strategies, principles that apply directly to use effect hooks in React. For developers, this outage is a timely reminder to treat side effects with caution and to build resilient systems that can recover gracefully when things go wrong. Why do new startup ideas so often get shut down with a single snappy line? Andrew Chen explores the concept of anti-pitch, the reflexive beam-like rebuttal that latches onto a founder's pitch and tries to kill it on the spot. Whether it's is not this just another GPT wrapper or network effect are too strong, every product category has its own set of skeptical one-liners. While these anti-pitches are often lazy and dismissive, they are a common hurdle in tech where most ideas really do fail, but the few that break through can change everything. So, how should founders respond? Three main strategies: ignore criticism that does not matter, accept and address valid concerns, especially from ideal customers, or deny and redirect the conversation. The real art lies in crafting a piece that sidesteps the most predictable objections and reframes the narrative. Sometimes the antipiece reveals a kernel of truth that's worth considering, especially if it comes from someone with real insight into the problem space. The takeaway for entrepreneurs and tech leaders: expect skepticism, but don't let it define your idea. Listen for useful feedback, but keep iterating your pitch and vision. The world needs more optimists willing to push past the way no. Who gets to see the future of TikTok in America? According to a new framework deal, a consortium featuring Oracle, Andreessen Horowitz, and Silver Lake is set to acquire TikTok's US business. This agreement, revealed after talks between US and Chinese officials, would create a distinctly American version of the app, with the tech and investment heavyweights each taking a stake. Why does this matter for developers and the tech industry? The move could signal major changes in how data is handled, how algorithms are deployed, and what kinds of content moderation rules apply. With the US government closely involved, expect new compliance requirements and possibly stricter oversight. For anyone building on or working with TikTok's platform, it's worth watching how these ownership changes might reshape the app's technical and business landscape.
Bye bye from Madhusudhan Subedi Tech Weekly. See you next week.